This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 30th, 2017. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and yes, this is fair, and it may not sound like it. I have came down with a cold here at the end of the week and thwarted my plans, so I am live in the studio, and I'm glad I am because there is so much news to cover. Now, to get us started, the Stormfront Conference is happening as we speak. USA Today is carrying the story. The information has made it to the internet as to the location. There's already been some protest or some events last night. We're going to have phone calls coming in from some of the people on the ground, Father Francis, possibly Billy Roper, Matt Heimbach, that's on the ground at the event in Tennessee. I'm not going to give out any of the information as far as the whereabouts, but it is USA Today ran the story about 2 hours ago. White supremacists from Stormfront, an online forum with more than 330,000 members, traveled here this weekend for a conference replacing what had been billed earlier as their annual Great Smoky Mountain Summit. Don Black of West Palm Beach, Florida, former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard, and the forum's founder announced the September 30th weekend event in July. Now, it goes on to tell, you know, Stormfront.org website had been removed. Now, according to this, I haven't checked it today, but according to this, it has been reestablished. So it was down for about six weeks. Also, today is Yom Kippur, the Jewish holiday of atonement and the holiest of the religion's calendar. Roper's, whose ideology is neo-Nazi, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, said the date of the conference was a coincidence. So even the Southern Poverty Law Center has had to weigh in on the possibility of 50, 60, 70, we'll get the numbers here shortly, white people getting together to talk about white people's issues. This is the blatant hypocrisy that we see. Would it be world news if 70 black people was getting together to talk about black people's issues or civil rights or future endeavors? Absolutely not. That happens all the time. There's 70 black people meeting somewhere right now, probably 700. Nobody's paying it any attention. But this is the absolute hypocrisy that white people can't get together and discuss the civil rights of white people, the genocide of white people, the attack on white people, lest we have to endure this hypocrisy. Now, this story goes on to say that, and y'all excuse me, I've actually got my wife set up to take over if I lose it here, because you know how it is when you get choked up when you've got a cold, so we shall see. So I'm gonna have to hold it down just a bit. But according to this USA Today story, it's usatoday.com, there is a attorney in the area that is planning a counter protest. I'll get scrolled down here to it. Hopefully this is the right one. Even the restaurant where they tried to meet last night had to put out a statement, you know, because a group of white nationalists attempted to eat at this restaurant. We must make a public statement to denounce the fact that they attempted to come here and partake of food. I mean, this is where we're at, and here's the good news. Keep doing it, left. Keep doing it, communists. Keep doing it, Jews. Keep taking down the statues. I hope all the NFL kneels tomorrow. I don't want that to end. I want it to keep going. It's good for our cause. I hope that they, and we'll get into the NFL shortly, hopefully, but I wanted to get down. Knoxville lawyer Chris Irwin It's probably Erwin Steinberg, who went to the restaurant to protest the Stormfront gathering, said on Friday on Facebook that the owner decided to cancel the reservations when he found out he would be serving members of a hate group. Now, this goes into actually naming where they're meeting. The sheriff's spokesman confirmed they're expecting the supremacist group together there. And it goes on to demonize and criticize them thoroughly. So we'll be getting some updates on that. Also, Daily Stormer. It was dailystormer.is, as I had mentioned, I believe, last week. He had found refuge for the website in Iceland. I mean, this is news that everybody should be covering. The plight of freedom of speech and the elimination of it on the internet with regards to these websites. Now it is dailystormer.cat. I kid you not. .cat. Iceland told Andrew England that he had to absolutely tell where his location was, which, you know, anybody could easily see through that because they're trying to track him down to serve him with a subpoena to court for the SPLC lawsuit. Now, isn't it interesting when you contrast all of what Stormfront's going through, all of what Daily Stormer's going through? And also, let me mention right here, if you're looking for news and information, check out infostormer.com. It's a Drudge Report format. And it's loaded down with the news. If you do a show on RBN or Rants or anywhere else, that's like show prep. You can just go to that website and you can pretty much pick and choose what stories you may want to include in your broadcast that day. I mean, it's that good. But look at the contrast. Look at the contrast if you look at Daily Stormer, Stormfront, even the attacks that Rents.com's went under in the recent weeks. Contrast that to Alex Jones, whose YouTube is not demonetized, whose website is not taken down, who is really not even very heavily criticized, other than the rest of us that's in the movement. You know, I won't have time for it today. I didn't prepare for it today, but I will do it next week. There is a phone call that happened a couple of months ago on the Alex Jones show that I will make note and share next week. We'll have a little different set of circumstances. But, you know, I wanted to touch. I know it's old news, but I'm going to touch on it anyway. I have thoroughly enjoyed watching the NFL implode this past week. I mean, they get it wrong on every turn. These owners are so beholden to their players and their attempt to make more and more and more and more money, pure greed, that they couldn't see clearly which side of this to be on. So, of course, they came down on the side of their players that's making them all this money. And now look at the results. Now, I'm not much of a Rush Limbaugh fan, as I've said clearly, but in recent weeks where I've been working, I've been able to listen to it, for better or for worse. And Rush Limbaugh actually said this week that he was playing a clip, I believe it was Pam Oliver, the black sports commentator they have, I believe, on ESPN, but don't hold me, I'm not sure what channel, I don't watch it anymore, haven't for years, but she had said in a clip that obviously this was a freedom of speech issue, this is First Amendment. And Rush said, well, if it is First Amendment, then why don't one of the players from the South that feels strongly about his Southern heritage during the national anthem unfurl a Confederate flag and take a lap around the field? You know, if it's really First Amendment, let's see how well that works out for him. And, you know, as we've I've heard others say, I've heard others make mention of this very same fact. What if a player was taking a knee to protest Israel's treatment of the Palestinians, or to in support of boycotting Israel? Could you imagine how quick those NFL owners would have put a stop to that? I mean, immediately. That would not went on to game two. That would have stopped at game one. In fact, probably the player, even if it was Tom Brady, would have been fired or would have had serious repercussions. But that's just the hypocrisy of it. And here's the thing. Everyone, for the most part, you know, of course not these bunch of super cucks, not these liberals and communists, of course not the blacks, and especially not the fags, but the good old boy white America, hardworking class, middle class, that works hard and then wants to enjoy football on the weekend, a large percentage of them seen through this hypocrisy. And how dare these multimillionaires that are playing a kid's game getting rich off of the back of the middle class, kneel at the national anthem, and just rub it in Whitey's face that they're actually claiming black oppression. And here's the other hypocrisy. Have you ever heard of these super millionaire blacks organizing some kind of their own charity and then really pouring money into it and helping the black youth in Detroit or Atlanta or Philadelphia or what have you? Of course not. Of course not. They've got some Jewish handler that's planning on making them broke in the end of all this, you know. But anyway, I hope it continues. I've got a feeling that the NFL has come to its senses and has put an absolute stop to this foolishness, but they may still continue it. And I hope they do. And I also wonder if Donald Trump is maybe not just a monicum smarter than we've given him credit, and that he baited him into this because he once again has, even though the media has tried to crucify him, it's not stuck. The people are behind him. And I'm not so sure he hadn't baited the NFL right into this little trap. So with that said, you know, that is really interesting. Now, check this out. We're going to start into some of the news, you know, when you think you've heard it all. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, this is from WRAL.com. Black Lives Matter is a social movement like the Tea Party or the Civil Rights Movement and therefore can't be sued. A federal judge ruled on Thursday. How about that? You seen any of that in the news? A police officer sued Black Lives Matter and DeRay Mickison, a prominent activist in the movement, after being injured by a rock thrown during a protest over a deadly police shooting in Baton Rouge last year. But U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson dismissed the officer's suit and ruled that Black Lives Matter is not an entity capable of being sued. Isn't it interesting? Anybody remember back? In fact, let me jump... Almost change saddles right here. I'm going to mark where I'm at. If you've got Netflix, if you've got Roku and you've got Netflix, there is an excellent documentary. I'm actually surprised it's even on there about Ruby Ridge. About Ruby Ridge. And if you watch it, if you've never heard of this, a lot of you will know the story, will remember it from probably, you know, covering items like this for a long time. But the White Aryan Nations was sued because some of its members supposedly harassed some Native Americans. And they were sued for millions of dollars and lost their entire property up there, which was about 60 miles or so from where the massacre at Ruby Ridge took place. But, you know, I watched that documentary, and I urge everyone, if you can find it, to watch it, because it had a lot of footage I didn't know. I thought I pretty well knew the story, but there was still some information I didn't know. And when you sit back and you think about, you live in a country where a sniper shoots a woman standing in her house holding a baby, where a sniper assassinates a woman on her own property holding a baby. And, you know, this was a year before we saw Waco, 3 years before we saw Oklahoma City. It's good to, if you've not reflected on Ruby Ridge, it's good to watch a documentary like that and remind your brain of actually the character of the federal government of the United States of America, because Ruby Ridge is a real insight into that character. Now, back to this story, Black Lives Matter is a social movement, can't be sued. Although many entities have utilized the phrase Black Lives Matter in their titles or business designation, Black Lives Matter itself is not an entity of any sort, Jackson wrote in his 24-page ruling. Well, that's a lie. There's Black Lives Matter groups in Raleigh, Charlotte. I mean, here in North Carolina, I know they're all over the place. It absolutely is an entity of some kind of sort. But by the way, District Judge Brian Jackson happens to be black as well. Not that that would have any influence on this whatsoever. Yeah, right. The judge also concluded that the officer's own claims demonstrated that Mackeson solely engaged in protected speech. Oh, there's protected speech involved here. At the July 9, 2016 demonstration, which followed the fatal shooting of Alton Sterling, a black man, by a white Baton Rouge police officer. It's clear that I did nothing wrong that day, that the police were the only violent people in the streets. Oh, yeah. A Baltimore resident said Thursday after learning of the judge's ruling, the movement began as a call to end the violence. And that remains the same today. I bet the police officers gunned down by Black Lives Matter activists that called them and lured them to their death would take a different point of view of that paragraph. What do you think? The officer also attempted to add hashtag Black Lives Matter as a defendant, describing it as a national unincorporated association based in California, but the judge ruled that that would be suing a hashtag, and a hashtag can't be sued either. For reasons that should be obvious, a hashtag, which is an expression that categorizes or classifies a person's thoughts, is not a judicial person and therefore lacks the capability to be sued, the judge wrote. So I'm gonna end it there and not finish reading the 2-page. I mean, it's the same thing over and over. I can sum it all up for you, so we don't have to read it because we're coming up on a break here in a couple of minutes. Anyway, if you're white, you have no civil rights, and that's actually what the fight is about. Now that has become crystal clear to anyone paying any attention to what's happening in America 2017, it could not be any more evident. And this ruling by this judge that whatever, I guess, you know, whatever Black Lives Matter does, the organization as a whole can't be held responsible. Although they always are trying to report the fact that over 100 murders has taken place because of Don Black, because of Stormfront. You know, anybody, if you get on Stormfront like one time in your life, maybe you got on it when you first got your internet and got a computer like in 1997 or something, and you got your dial up and you found Stormfront and you found out, you thought it wasn't for you, and then like 15 years later a burglar busted into your house armed and you choked them to death while they were attempting to rob your house, rape your wife, and murder your family. Well, by golly, they'll chalk a murder up, a death, call it a murder, because you logged on to Stormfront. But here's the thing. The more of this hypocrisy, the better. Sure, it pisses us off. It pisses us off. It pisses me off to see the monuments coming down. But I've changed my tune. Bring them down. Keep it up. That's what it's going to take for Whitey. Whitey ain't ready yet. But the more of this we get, bigger and bigger spoonful, so big we choke on it, maybe we'll finally have enough of this sycophant hypocrisy. You know, I've been saying, as soon as they got homosexual marriage, they wasn't going to keep ramming that down your throat. They'd already rammed that down your throat for years. It was on to transgenderism. Now you're getting it. Soon that'll pass. It'll be pedophilia. Once they get that, which looks like here in this country they will, if people don't rise up and wise up, then it'll be bestiality. They're going for the whole enchilada, pure depravity. And if you don't believe it, if you're lucky enough that you don't watch TV, just turn one on and watch the commercials one time. And you tell me that these master programmers, these thought manipulators, these people that are trying to change the perception of America to go down this road of pure hedonism is not being directed and manipulated to not only get us where we're at, which is what you see today, which is a sick, perverse, depraved society, only worsening, but they're going to try to take us the rest of the way. And it's up to you. You are the resistance to stand up and fight. All right, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at...
Back on the alternative media, Farron in the studio, saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. I'm joined by Father Francis on the ground at the Stormfront Conference. Father Francis, how you doing today and what is happening there where you're at, sir?
A lot of infiltrators from Antifa, not doxing, but they've located our operation, and we've changed venues to kind of confuse them, but they've also found that. I just left a talk with the park rangers, about eight of them, and they said, don't worry about nothing. We're going to take care of you. And they wanted us to remain inside the building, and they're going to put Antifa maybe 100 yards away in a protest area. We did have one guy here first thing this morning, and Billy Roper confronted him initially, or he confronted Billy Roper actually initially, and then one of the younger guys, I wouldn't mess with. He backed him out of the parking lot. He was backpedaling all the way out to the front gate, and that was the end of that deal. We're going to have Michael Hill here today, Billy Roper, Tom from Knoxville is running for public office. This is a planning meeting. This isn't the regular, you know, lecture series. This is something where we're going to open the meeting, propose eight different types of committees or responsibility groups. Some of them being political action, some of them being news media, and we're talking about street theater and flash mobs and those kinds of things of what we're going to do, not to talk about what's going on anymore. We're going to change it.
Hey, hang on for me, Father Francis. Sam, are we live? Is everything going good? Are we good, Sam? Okay. I had some messages to the contrary. Well, one, Father Francis, I want to commend you for bringing everybody together in light of, you know, this is, it's on the internet. I talked to you earlier today. There's a lot of media coverage, USA Today, on this. How many Antifa have you seen so far?
One.
Okay.
And, I think he was kind of like a troll or a mole to come in and see where, make sure this was the place so they could gather up their troops. But I'm really happy with the way the police act here in Tennessee. It's not like, I was at Charlottesville too, by the way, and completely different attitude on the part of the police. These guys are straight up. Tennessee is a really, really, really good state.
Well, that's good. I had read the mayor is aware of this, the sheriff is aware of this, so it may be a totally different story than what Antifa runs into when they go to Berkeley, California. So I commend you for that. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think this is important. Bringing people together, talking about activism that actually moves into the real world. Because I wanted to ask you this while I've got you. The NFL, what broke this week with the NFL and the backlash of the American people. People are seeing that this is coming down to racial lines, whether they like it or not, whether they thought it could happen or not. They're seeing more clearly than they ever have the discrimination, the blatant bias against white people. I mean, it really couldn't be more clear, could it, Father Francis?
Obviously. I mean, these people are making big mistakes. Charlottesville, although many people said, they labeled us neo-Nazis and blah, I'm not a neo-Nazi. I don't really like the 25 points. So, you know, I'm more of a democracy, Republican, maybe even monarchist, but I'm certainly not into National Socialism or Klan or any of those other activities. There's some really good guys out there in the Klan. There's some guys out there that it causes us some trouble sometimes. But, you know, it's time for all white people to come together. After Charlottesville, they did a poll. University of Virginia did a poll. 39% of the Americans polled in this poll, hopefully it's representative, believe that white people are under attack. So 39%, I would say maybe 200 million voting age people that would have been in the poll. 39%, 200 million. Do the math. 78 million people are behind us. They know what's going on. That's the people that we're going to try and reach. You know, and those are the people. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say on Charlottesville, now looking back with a little bit of retrospect, you know, I believe this is going to be looked back upon as a huge turning point because you were at the event, and I've interviewed several people from the event, including you, and the good news is the people that were there were in their 20s. It wasn't the 50s and 60s, and it wasn't our age people. The youth is waking up. Hang on for me, Father Francis. We're coming up on a break. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Father Francis, co-host of Stormfront, back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendovite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio, joined by Father Francis, co-host of Stormfront.org. And Father Francis, before we went to the break, we were talking about the youth is waking up, and Charlottesville
right
proves
now,
it.
Right now, Billy Roper is being interviewed by the Knoxville News Sentinel, fake news organization, by the way. They always report lies. I've read the last two articles about Charlotte Lies. I was there. I know. And so this is the type of thing that's happening, and they're trying to imply that local people don't want to have anything to do with us and they want us to leave, which is a complete lie. That's not true. Maybe a couple people called in, probably Antifa, the same ones who protested us in a restaurant last night. Maybe in a minute. I'm live on the radio right now. And so they closed down. What they're doing is they've denied the rights of the restaurant owner. He lost $600 to $1,000 in revenue yesterday because they shut down the restaurant. We just moved somewhere else. It was no big deal. So that's where we're at right now. And you know, we're moving forward. I'm going to open the show here. I'm only going to speak for about 5 minutes or so to turn it over to initially Billy Roper, and then it'll be Tom Pierce. Tom is our local political activist, and this is a workshop. We are going to try and invent things or do things like I think they call them the Enraged in Germany, who basically shouted down Merkel at many of her rallies, and now the AfD has gained 12.6% of the vote in Germany, the third largest political party in Germany. We want to do the same thing here.
But well, we're on the air till 11 o'clock. Any of you guys are welcome to call in during the broadcast, and if anything else changes there, certainly let us know. And isn't it amazing, Father Francis, 40, 50, 60, 70, it doesn't really matter what the number is, white people try to get together and talk about our future, our rights, our children's future, and the hypocrisy is just unbelievable. This would be a non-story if all of you there was any other color than white, or if all of you there were homosexuals. This would be absolutely no story covered whatsoever by mainstream media.
Exactly. And, you know, hopefully maybe these people will see the error of their ways and start reporting the real news. Everything I've seen about Charlottesville, this one's not over yet. But this one, we're also getting fake news here, because what they're saying is they're implying that somehow it's our fault that these scum are coming to these rallies and causing a lot of damage, physical, property damage, everything. They don't want anybody else to have a voice. Only they want the voice. So that's what we're up to now, and I guess I might have to sign off now because I think I'm going to do an interview for Knoxville News Sentinel. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Let me see, maybe I can pass the phone on to Michael Hill. He's the head of the League of the South, and maybe he has a couple of things to say. Hold on. I'm walking in. Now I'm back in the hall. I'm walking over towards Michael.
Okay, yes, sir.
I'm on RPN radio right now.
Okay.
Yes, hello. This is Michael Hill with the League of the South.
Hey, Michael Hill, glad to have you joining me today. You're on the Alternative Media with Farron. We're live on RBN this morning. We've been keeping an eye on the mainstream media, which is covering USA Today, is covering the events there. The hypocrisy is unbelievable. I was just telling Father Francis, if this was a group of homosexuals or any other color other than white, it wouldn't even be newsworthy in the mainstream media. Your comments.
Well, I tell you, I can't disagree with you there, sir. It seems like the white people today, Southerners and other white people, you know, we're the League of the South, so we're mainly Southern white folks. But, you know, anytime we try to exercise any of our rights, our freedom of speech, our freedom of assembly, or anything else, it's like we're the ones who are not allowed to do it, at least with not a lot of public criticism involved in it, and sometimes even violence against us. So, I'm not surprised at that. It's just the state of the world in which we live. But I can tell you this, we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep meeting. We're going to keep speaking. We're going to keep getting the message out. And, you know, we'll develop our own alternative channels of getting the truth out to our people, like, you know, what we're doing right here, right now. So we won't be deterred, sir. I can guarantee you that. And the media you know, say whatever they want to about us, and we'll continue to act like real men and push for the benefit of our race and our people and our nation. And we'll do what men do, and that is fight for our rights and our freedoms.
Well, one thing about it, Mr. Hill, as long as they keep pushing this blatant bias, it's waking up the youth. The more they do this, the bigger the alt-right or white awakening, whatever terminology you want to put on it. That's why when I know you were at Charlottesville, that's why when you look at the videos of the event, there's so many there that's under 30. So actually, the tide is turning, and it's because of the complete hypocrisy of the left. So my message has been, keep taking down the monuments. Go for them all. Come out and keep showing yourself to be the violent side, the tolerant left, supposedly. And it's waking the masses. I mean, it seems like maybe finally the white people are starting to wake up and wise up, and they're fed up, and they're going to stand up. Your thoughts, sir?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I completely agree with you, and particularly young people. I know that in the league, We've had a huge influx of young people, mainly young white men, of course, in their 20s and 30s into the league over the past few years. And it's because of this. It's because they have been told, basically, that they have no future. They need to get at the back of the line. They're going to be the last to be hired. You know, they're just simply persona non grata in the whole situation. And they're, you know, these are smart young men, well-spoken, and they're being pretty much told, you know, you don't have a future here. So they're coming in to organizations like ours and to the general alt-right, you know, white nationalist movement in general. And I think that's a wonderful thing that they're waking up, because these are really, really good young men. As I said, you know, good heads on their shoulders, smart, brave, and this is going to be our future. And we're really, really glad to see this happening. And it's going to backfire on the left. I mean, you start waking up a sleeping giant like this, and you know, the left will pay for it. So I say to them, just bring it on. You know, keep on pushing, and we'll be pushing back at you.
Because the youth is seeing the fact that, you know, nothing's merit-based. It's reverse discrimination with our scholarships, with our college admissions, on down line. And if you look, there's black nursing groups. There's black chiropractor groups. I mean, there's all these organizations based on race. But as soon as white people get together to organize for really any cause whatsoever, or just discuss our culture, our history, our heritage, then here comes the media, here comes the mayor, here comes the sheriff's department, here comes George Soros's funded Antifa, and then the smear campaign in the media. But I just don't believe it's resonating like it used to. And I want to thank you for all the hard work you've done. Thank you for being there and standing up. And I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
Well, I appreciate your kind words. We in the League of the South will continue to stand up as long as the good Lord gives us the strength and the resources to do so. We were proud to lead the charge in Charlottesville. We've got a lot of other events that are being planned for October, November, and on into the winter. We're going to be as active as we can be over the next several months, and we just encourage all folks out there who want to join us to check us out, and all the other good groups out there among the alt-right and among the nationalist front, white nationalist movement in general. Find you an organization and get active with it, because your future is at stake. That's what I'd like to tell everybody, is just get active with whatever group you feel comfortable. And if you're a Southerner down here in the southern part of the country, we certainly welcome you in the league.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir. Anything changes on the ground there between now and the next hour and 15 minutes, feel free for someone to call in and alert us.
Yes, sir. We certainly will. And I will turn this phone here back over to the gentleman who gave it to me. But thank you so much for having me on your program this morning. I really enjoy it.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Hill. Glad to have you joining me.
All right. Maybe we can do this again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tell Father Francis anything changes, feel free to call me. You can just go ahead and hang up on that phone, and we'll okay. See what happens in the next hour. Thank you so much, Mr. Hill. All right, that is on the ground at Stormfront in Tennessee. The place where they're located has been published on the Internet. Apparently, at least some, maybe not many, Antifa's on the ground. And the park rangers are standing firm with them. So this may be a little different situation. I can tell you this much. In the mountains of Tennessee, you're in, that's right, I'll say it, Whitey Land. And so it's a little different set of circumstances than maybe trying to hold an event like that in downtown Charlotte. So we will we'll monitor that, see if anything else changes. I wanted to mention this. Those of you that's been longtime listeners, you may remember several years ago I had done a story where the Department of Defense was funding patriotism in the NFL and some of the others. I don't have that story in front of me. I had actually about forgot about it, but a caller this week brought it up, calling into Stormfront about how the Department of Defense actually paid money to the NFL to celebrate veterans on the field, to glorify the war, to put soldiers on the field during halftime, whatnot. You know, glorify the war. Okay? Now, when I did that story on RBN, I remember getting several emails where people thought I made that up or whatever, although I'm always amazed when practically everything I do, I source my source. You know, I state my source, but whatever. This, so I done a little looking to see what had happened on that after it was brought up on Stormfront, and sure enough, there was an NBC News story. Now, listen to this. The NFL is reimbursing U.S. taxpayers more than $720,000 in so-called paid patriotism money that the teams took from the military to allow things like color guard displays and video tributes at pro football games. Even the tributes, it's all a script. It's all a charade. It's all a farce. It's all created to manufacture and manipulate a narrative in your mind. You think these people that are, love football, and look, I'm not going to throw too many stones. I'm ashamed to say it, but I'm going to tell the truth. I used to buy the NFL ticket. I was a diehard Dallas fan. I've actually got a Troy Aikman autographed Super Bowl football. I thought about burning all that stuff, but I just didn't see that I wanted to do that and put that on YouTube. But whatever. I haven't watched football now in years. People can't believe it because I used to be a diehard NFL player. But once I started coming to grips with what's actually happening, it was meaningless to me. I haven't even watched the Super Bowl in years. I just don't care. Because now we see the fact that it's all a manufactured script to brainwash the masses into the narrative that they are creating. And look at our society. Look at where it's taking us. Now, I know nothing's wrong with trying to enjoy a weekend and watch a game or watch whatever you want to. But for darn sure, don't fund it. Don't fund it. I will never buy any memorabilia of any NFL or NBA or any of it. None of it. Let's don't fund those that are trying to destroy us. But here in this NBC story, they actually, in a letter to the two Arizona senators, and I never thought I'd say John McCain done anything right, but maybe in his sorry life he did do one thing right, and it's this, who have led the charge against the practice, Commissioner Roger Goodell, said an audit uncovered the over the course of four seasons, that $723,734 may have been mistakenly applied to appreciation activities rather than recruitment efforts. So, long story short, this money has been returned to the Department of Defense, I guess where they can use it more effectively, maybe to drone strike some little babies over in some foreign country needlessly. But, what have you. But here, this is just the tip of the freaking iceberg. But this is an obvious fact that the Department of Defense, which, you know, be no surprise that these people would be involved in wanting to manipulate the emotions of the American people. So they actually, it's not, the NFL doesn't do it out of the goodness of their heart. They don't support the military. They don't support anything. They kneel at the altar of the almighty dollar. That's what this shows. They don't care about anything at all except the almighty dollar. And they're so confused because they're such greedy bastards that they don't know what to do with this NFL flap, which, let's remember, all this started under that ridiculous-looking, insane buffoon Kaepernick. He's got his head shaped like a football. I think he actually sculpted his hair into some kind of a giant football or something. But it started under Obama, and Kaepernick's got a Muslim girlfriend who just happens to probably have, you know, maybe intentionally, or this whole thing could be intentional. Who knows? They always stay a step ahead of us, but I don't know that they could have expected quite the backlash that they've gotten. I mean, even Rush Limbaugh is saying he's not going to watch his beloved Steelers, who made a complete mockery of the national anthem by everybody but one staying in. One guy comes out, and then he cucks out a few days later and apologizes for coming out. He's an ex-veteran. So I love it. I hope tomorrow that some of these fools continue this practice. I hope it bankrupts the NFL. Then I hope it bankrupts the NBA. I hope they take it up. And, you know, I think one-third of the NFL teams is Jewish-owned. I think there's, what, 32 teams? I think 10 to 12. I can't really. I'm not sure about a couple. But the NBA, and of course, all of the league commissioners practically are Jewish. I think Goodall is the only one that we're not sure about. But the NBA is really predominantly Jewish-owned, like maybe three-fourths. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But we see the influence that this has. We see the influence it has on TV. I mean, they've been making a big deal about Will and Kate or some unfunny sitcom they're bringing back. You know, they can't create anything new, so they just keep rehashing the old rehash of the last filth they created. And the very first episode of that was Let's Make America Gay Again. That's their whole goal. This group hell-bent on destroying anything and everything of any morality or decency, and we know who they are. We've outed them so many times. We all know. This group that is hell-bent on destroying anything of beauty, any morality, families, wants to destroy the family. They are working hand over fist using the filth of their TV to take this society to its destruction. But we're wised up. We see it plainly now, and we're fighting back. And I don't think they know what to do. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio and running down some of the news. This is a short segment. I'm just going to make some comments, and we'll continue with the news, take some phone calls next hour most likely, and we'll see if we hear back from the conference. But isn't it interesting that the liberals, the Democratic Party, which is the party of blacks and fags, when you have something like happening with the NFL, they immediately, it's free speech. They've got the right, you know. But when it comes to these websites, which, of course, there's been very little media coverage. I mean, Daily Stormer's got a lot of media coverage, but Stormfront hasn't got as much media coverage by far as Daily Stormer. But, of course, Daily Stormer has took it to the dark net. They've moved all around the world. It's an incredible story. And, again, dailystormer.cat is where it's at now. But the left, the communist, the Jewish control media, they want the complete elimination of freedom of speech. And, you know, freedom of speech, the First Amendment's not just freedom of speech, it's also your a freedom of assembly. They want to eliminate your freedom to assemble, your freedom to redress grievances. They want to eliminate all of this. If they can eliminate the First and the Second Amendment, well, by golly, they pretty much got you enslaved, or well on your way, that's for sure. So, I mean, we're seeing this, and we've talked about it on broadcasts like this. We've heard other broadcasts for years and years and years. This is the future. This is where they've got to take it. Well, it's here. And why is it here? Why, when we see who they target, it tells you where the information is coming from. They don't target, even though I know Alex Jones says all the time he's under attack. He's not under any kind of attack. He's getting rich. That's what he's doing. Come on, he's a gatekeeper. Everybody knows it. And he's been fully exposed. I'm going to get into that next week. I'm not prepared. But there are those that have worked diligently and have done an excellent job single-handedly to expose that fact. But so now we see who is really taking the fire? Who is it really? You know, Red Ice Radio was shut down. InfoStorm was shut down. NationalVanguard.org under attack. Stormfront.org taken down. And there's others. So we see, where is the information they really want to stop? What is it they don't want you to hear the most? They apparently could care less if you listen to Alex Jones, because at the end of the day, all you're going to know is there's a bunch of globalists, a cabal of international bankers, faceless, unnamed people that are hell-bent at creating this one-world tyranny. But then when you maybe turn over and listen to some others, you start to get some clarity on actually who the enemy really is. So with that said, quickly, before we run out of time this hour, I want to go back. You know, I told you I watched the documentary on Ruby Ridge and how they targeted Weaver, and how they a gentleman that just moved out in the middle of nowhere to be left alone, and the government actually came to do exactly what he feared most, which is why he moved out there in the first place. It is a story that everyone before they graduate high school should be required to watch. We're coming up on top of the hour.
Let's get this man to the ER stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.